Next on NPR's From the Top. It's the showcase for the best young classical musicians in the country. And today, from the Castle Theater at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center in Kahului, Hawaii, our lineup of outstanding musicians includes a local teenager playing Rachmaninoff, and, as you just heard, a batch of kids from Honolulu playing five, count 'em, five pianos at once. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall in Boston. Here's our host, renowned concert pianist, Christopher O'Reilly.
Thank you. Oh, hello. Aloha, everybody. So great to be with you. We owe an enormous debt of gratitude, all of us at From the Top, for bringing us to the most beautiful island in the world, Maui. Hawaii Public Radio, our hosts. Maui. I'm sure if you're listening to us on the mainland, maybe shivering in your car somewhere, say in Boston, you wish you were with us. We don't wish we were with you, actually. But don't despair. We're going to bring you some of that aloha spirit from across the Pacific. In fact, we're going to bring you Maui royalty. It's true. We've got a young pianist who claims that lineage. We're going to introduce you to a Hawaiian bassist who's royalty in the world of the contrabass. We're even going to take you to the beach. But I ask you, who needs to go to the beach more than a kid from Cincinnati? Kaori, have you been to the beach yet?
Not yet. I'll definitely go there right after this, but
What have you been doing? How have we been keeping you busy?
Well, this morning I went to an elementary school to perform in front of the kids, which was really fun.
A worthwhile trip. Thank you for doing that. So, ladies and gentlemen, flown in from Cincinnati, Ohio, please welcome our first young performer, 16-year-old violinist Kaori Matsui. So, Kaori, why don't you tell everybody what you and I are going to play to start off the program?
We're going to be playing Wieniawski Polonaise in A major.
And you say this is one of your favorite pieces of music. Why?
Because one of my friends played it around 3 years ago, and I just loved it when I heard her play. And I always wanted to play this piece.
And here we are. Let's take it from the top.
Thank you.
Kaori Matsui, 16-year-old violinist from Cincinnati, Ohio, starting us off with Wieniawski's Polonaise Brillante No. 2. Kaori, you were originally from Japan, and you moved to Cincinnati, what, just a little while ago?
4 years ago.
Was it a hard transition?
Oh, yeah, it was so hard. All I could say was, hi, how are you?
Didn't speak any English when you
nope.
came over. And so how did you just kind of thrust yourself into situations, or did you...
I mean, my parents just sent me to... middle school, and I just have to deal with it. So I just
sink or
went
swim.
There and like laughed when people were laughing. I didn't know what people were saying at all.
Right. Well, speaking of sink or swim, I understand that learning English sort of focused your attention because you were really multitasking a lot in Japan. What were you studying all at the same time?
Well, first of all, violin, piano, ballet, and swimming.
So now learning English, it's just down to violin playing?
Right. I'm just focusing on violin now because I had to add English to it, which took a lot of time.
You haven't given up completely on sports, though. One sport has helped you have friends in Ohio. And
I'm playing lacrosse. I love it.
Lacrosse? I guess the great thing about you is that you're an athlete and you're dedicated, but I understand your house had to be modified due to your dedication.
Well, I used to practice with the wall of my house, but my dad was so scared that I was going to destroy the house or something because my house was pretty old. So.
And the lacrosse balls are a little bit harder than tennis balls, for instance.
Oh, really hard.
Yeah. So what do you do?
So he made me stop, but I said, well, if you're not going to buy me a lax wall, which is a bouncy wall to practice, mm-hmm. if you're not going to buy me one, then I'm just going to keep practicing. I'm sorry if I break the house. I need to practice.
Laid down the law, huh? Well, you were practicing. I mean, you know, you can't be faulted for that.
So,
but
yeah.
I guess you must get hurt a lot, though, playing lacrosse. I mean,
that's true.
It's not a terribly physical sport, you know, checking each other or anything, but I mean, the ball really flies.
Yeah, just talking to my coach by the sideline, like, I just get hit all the time for some reason. I just don't know why.
And don't you worry about your hands?
I do, especially my parents a lot. So they made me wear gloves, and they're really worried about it. But it's so much fun, I can't just stop playing for.
I hear, you know, basically your passion for sports and music makes both of your parents equally happy. Why is that?
Well, my mom played piano, and I mean, both of my parents love music, but I think my musical part of my life is from my mom, mm-hmm. and the athletic part is from my dad, because he took me hiking, camping, and skiing, and things like that.
Well, the joy comes across in everything you do, and it's quite an athletic performance of the Vinyatsky, and we want to thank you for that, and
thank you for being with us.
Kaori Matsu, 16-year-old violinist from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Like Kaori, the kids in our show have so many interests in addition to music. Go to our website to learn more about the personalities behind the playing. That's fromthetop.org. From the Top is made possible in part by the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, advancing the education of students of exceptional promise who have financial need. On the web at jackkentcookfoundation.org, and that's Cook with an E. Chris.
Thanks, Joanne. Our next young performer is actually from right here on Maui. And to get to know him a little, 15-year-old roving reporter Chaley Smith asked him to take her to one of his favorite places on this gorgeous island.
All right, Jake, describe the beautiful place where we are.
We are at Hokipa Beach Park. It's one of my favorite places on Maui, mainly because of the waves. I love the ocean. It's one of my favorite places to be in any of my leisure time, which is unfortunately not as much as I would like.
Mm-hmm. But can relate to that, I think.
Unfortunately, yeah. This is this one of the surfing and windsurfing meccas of Hawaii.
Yeah, there's tons of people out there on the water right now, like tons of windsurfers.
Which is also one of the drawbacks, because the more of them, the less waves that I have to catch. But, you know, it's one of the things I have to contend with while I'm out here.
Yeah, and you love Maui, right? There's nowhere you'd rather be.
No, Maui is my favorite place on Earth. I mean, it's obvious why. You look over to the left and you see the West Mount Mountains with a gorgeous sunset shining above the water and the mist and everything. It's absolutely amazing here.
So you must do stuff outdoors here all the time. You must be, like, outside all the time because it's so beautiful, right?
Well, yeah, when I have any spare time away from school and piano, of course, I'm at the beach either bodyboarding or spearfishing, which is kind of funny since I'm a vegetarian.
Wait, hold on a second. You spearfish, but you're a vegetarian.
Well, my friends and I, we love to dive, especially down the south side, because the water is really nice and calm there. And, I don't know, we kind of got into it. So we got some equipment, and we just, I don't know, started spearfishing.
So here you are in Maui, and you're doing all this stuff, windsurfing, and you're, like, the classic example of someone who lives here. But it's not only that stuff. You're really, really serious about your music, right? And also, there's no Hawaiian or surf music for you. It's got to be classical.
Yeah, that's right. My parents were both classical musicians, and ever since I was a kid, they would always play classical music in the house, so that's what I was brought up with, and that's kind of what I've become. It's become a part of me. I've lived and breathed piano and classical music since I was a kid.
I think it's really different in the places we live. I'm from Philadelphia, and I know tons of other kids my age who are into classical music, and I know them from music schools and all this stuff, but I feel like you might be the only surfer/classical musician around. Do you have other friends that are sharing your interest in classical music, or are you, like, the only one in this area?
I'm basically the only one in my area here.
Oh, you're alone.
Yeah, I am. But it's okay. I can... Well, it would be nice to have somebody to, go out and listen to a symphony and then go back and talk about it. But, you know, I've realized it's not going to happen. So I just sit and practice the piano, and my friends have kind of accepted that.
So they don't think you're, like, totally weird and, like, geeky for doing that?
No.
Or a little bit, maybe?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I mean, they get kind of annoyed when they want to go to the beach on a Saturday morning and
like,
when
no,
there's a nice swell. Yeah,
like,
no, sorry, guys, got to practice. But, yeah, they've learned to live with it, and they support me, so it works out.
As important as music really is to you, Jake, you really want to be a doctor at heart. Is that true?
That is very true. I've had the influence from my dad. He was a physician, and it's always just been something that I've longed to do. And, yeah, I want to be a surgeon, and people kind of laugh at me when they ask me what specialty, since it's kind of specific, but microvascular reconstructive surgery.
But, what the heck is that? I've never even heard of that.
It's basically like, well, microvascular with the veins and everything. It's basically putting limbs back on that have been severed, like in construction accidents or what have you.
It's gory.
Yeah.
How did you even, like, find out about that type of medicine? How do you know that that's your calling and that's what you want to do?
Well, I attended a a National Youth Leadership Forum on Medicine this summer in LA, and one of the conferences that I attended, there was a plastic surgeon who came and spoke with us and talked about the different types of plastic surgery, and that was just one of the particular types of plastic surgery he talked to us about, and I just thought it was extremely interesting.
Do you see yourself as leaving Maui to pursue that? You have to leave the beautiful island.
Unfortunately, yeah.
I think you could do it.
I think I'll end up going to the mainland for college, although I think after I finish college and get my degree and have a somewhat steady income, I want to eventually come back here, return to my origins and roots.
Now, please welcome everybody from Paia here on Maui, 17-year-old pianist Jacob DeForest. Jacob, first of all, big props on working the whole Lonely Surfer Dude classical music.
Thank you.
You did an angle on Chaley. Really good on that one.
Yeah.
Really nicely done. And tell me, you must have been surfing Ho'okipa for a long time. You've seen, lots of storms come through. It changes everything, changes the direction, changes the size of the waves. What's the biggest wave you ever encountered?
The biggest wave I've ever bodyboarded, probably between 16 and 18 feet, which is, big enough to give you a nice headache after you eat it. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. We hope for ever bigger waves for you. Now, would you please introduce the piece you're going to play for us?
I will be playing a Rachmaninoff prelude in G minor.
Thank you.
Rachmaninoff's famous prelude in G minor, played for us by 17-year-old Jacob DeForest. He lives right here on Maui. Now take a prop plane with me, ladies and gentlemen, from the island of Maui to the island of Oahu and meet our next guest. Please welcome a 15-year-old bassist from Kailua, Oahu, Kioe Wellington. Kioe, you are really descended from bass royalty. You are bass royalty. Tell us about your grandfather.
My grandfather played the bass, and he was very well-known. He was a well-known teacher as well as player, and he played in the Honolulu Symphony Orchestra for a very long time. And everywhere we went, someone would know him and would be like, oh, your grandfather is George Wellington, and it was just weird because I grew up just having lessons every day with him and not thinking that, I just thought he was like my grandpa, and I didn't think he was as famous as he really was.
And your grandfather also started one of the most important bass festivals in the country.
Yeah, the biennial contrabass festival is every other year in spring break, and he started that. And now my mom carries it on.
That's right. And is your mom a bassist as well?
No, my mom's not a bass player. She plays violin, and she also plays in the Honolulu Symphony Orchestra.
Very good. And again, with your grandfather, this instrument that you're playing on today, his? Yeah.
Yes, this is one of his basses.
Complete with the scratches. You've got scratches on the back?
Yes.
From what?
From his belt buckle. You can see all the scratches on the back.
Well-worn double bass. And you're going to be playing a piece by another famous bassist.
Yes. The piece that we're going to be playing is called Raitba'a. And it's about a lake. And it's by François Rabat. And my grandfather knew him.
Okay.
And he lives in France right now.
Have you met François Rabat?
Yes. I've known him since I was 6. And I've played this piece for him before.
I bet he was mighty impressed. How old were you when you played this piece for him?
I was 13.
Wow. So he was probably thrilled. So we're going to do this definitive performance, thanks to you,
yeah,
of François Rabat's Raitba'a. Thank you. Kioi Wellington, 15-year-old contrabassist from Kailua on the island of Oahu, playing Francois Rabat's Rietba. Just a magical performance, really, Kioi. It was just so evocative. You really play that piece like you're living it. It was quite beautiful. You're so destined to play this instrument. Proof, you just won a major competition last summer. Tell everybody about it.
This past June, I went to the International Society of Basses Convention, and I won first place in the 14 and under competition.
That's great. Congratulations. And I guess I was surprised by this. What was the ratio of girls to boys at the competition?
Out of the 15 or 20 competitors, there are only three or four boys. That's and the rest of us were girls.
Well, all hail the queen. Thank you, Kioi. Kioi Wellington, 15 years old from Kailua, Hawaii.
Welcome back to the Radio Showcase for the best young classical musicians in the country, From the Top. This week we're broadcasting from the Castle Theater at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center in Kahului, Hawaii. Coming up, two Venezuelan pieces for guitar performed by a 13-year-old from Texas, and we'll end our show today with a piano spectacular involving five pianos and 10 young players, all from here in Hawaii. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall in Boston, where talented young musicians are creating a new century of musical excellence. Today's program for Maui is made possible with financial support from Dowling Company. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
Before we experience the thrill and the elephantine chaos and overkill of five pianos at once, we're all going to settle in for some beautiful South American guitar music. And to play it, we've got our second performer from the mainland. Please welcome from Bedford, Texas, 13-year-old Joseph Lee. So, Joseph, where in Texas is Bedford?
It's right next to Dallas.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's easy.
I never noticed it before. It's right there. Before you take center stage, Joseph, tell everybody a little bit about these pieces we're going to hear.
I'm playing Adios a Cumare, which is, it has a first sad scene, but then it goes to a more happy, exciting scene. And then the next piece I'll be playing is Venezuelan Waltz number 3, which is more of a dance theme. So.
And these were both written by?
Antonio Lauro.
Okay, stage is yours. Thank you. Joseph Lee, 13 years old from Bedford, Texas, playing for us two beautiful pieces by Antonio Lauro. Joseph, I just find you have such a great fluidity of physical gesture, and it translates the vocal impulse so perfectly the way you do it. Particularly that first piece, just great, and then of course the dance in the Venezuelan Waltz was just palpable and so enjoyable. Thank you for that. And congratulations are in order, Joseph. You are a recipient of one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Awards. Congratulations for that. Your love of classical guitar was sort of hand in hand with your mother's love of classical guitar. She started first, I guess, yes?
Yes, that's right. My mom started classical guitar in college, so it kind of passed down to me, and I listened to many CDs, and we started lessons. And
so you would take lessons, you'd go to the same teacher together, you and your mom?
Yes. It was 30 minutes, and we split it 15 minutes when I first started. So.
Very nice. Yeah. And what happened after that?
My mom gave up the guitar for me. She loved it too, but
so you could have the whole half hour.
Yeah. So that's I worked harder for that.
We worked very, very hard. It obviously paid off because at a very young age you were able to attend a master class with the great teacher Christopher Parkening, who was actually a guest on this show last year. How did you get into that master class?
I sent him a very long email. Yeah, very long.
Your life story.
Yeah, my life story. And also, I said that my dad's a pastor and that my mom respected him because he's very humble, very very good musician. And so
he's a very genuine human being.
And I was honest. And I said that I wanted to attend one of his master classes. So he told me to send a video. So I sent a video, and I was lucky enough to be in his master class.
Yeah, I think he only takes 8 to a master class, and he opened up the class.
So I was a special 9th person.
Had to have you. Back to that story about your mother. Back to that story about your mother, the generosity goes back and forth in your family. I liked the story very much about your iPod.
Let's see. I performed an hour, and I got $175, and I saved it up. So I was deciding to get an iPod, but it turns out there's my family, so I bought them all presents. So my brother's a big, opera kind of person, so I bought him 100 best opera classics, like a CD, and then my dad likes the show 24, so I bought him a season of 24, and my mom, I bought her like perfume, because it was Mother's Day, so.
Nice. Yeah. Good move. But no, seriously, I mean, so gift of the Magi here. Did you ever get the iPod?
Yeah, my mom bought it for me after a little while, so I was excited about that.
That's great. Everything worked out. You mentioned your dad's a minister, but you were saying that there aren't enough Koreans where you live in Texas for him to start his own Baptist church. How does everybody make ends meet in the family?
My dad works at a bakery, and my mom's a cashier. And my brother's in college, so yeah, he's working hard too. So
is your dad hoping to return to ministry?
Yeah, this December. We might move to Chicago, so I'm looking forward to that. So
that's great. It might be a good move. Now, as a Korean American, you see good things in both cultures. You've grown up here, but I guess you've had a fair amount of experience.
I was born in Lynchburg, Virginia, so I was born in America. But I learned a lot of Korean cultures too. So in America, they tolerate other religions, so you don't hate people for being in different religions. And in Korea, we have special cultures, like the dad eats first in the house, always first, and then we have special bows to our parents. Like if it's their birthday or such, we get down on our knees, we have a special bow, and in Korea it's called chot. So and there's a lot of respect stuff.
There's a lot of respect in the culture, and we so respect your musicianship and your willingness to come share it with us.
Thank you.
Great having you with us, Joseph. Congratulations once again. Joseph Lee, 13-year-old guitarist from Bedford, Texas.
Podcasts of From the Top are available every week at npr.org/podcasts. Each year, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation present 25 performers of exceptional musical ability, outstanding academic potential, and financial need with the $10,000 Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Award. Learn more at fromthetop.org. Chris.
To conclude our show this week, we have a piano spectacular. You see, whenever you talk about youth music making in Hawaii, you encounter this one very special piano studio. That's the studio of Ellen Masaki. We just had one of Ellen's students playing Prokofiev on the show we did in Honolulu, but hey, that was just Honolulu. I mean, for Maui, had to up the ante. So we're going to hear 10 of Ellen's students, five at a time, and they'll play two pieces arranged for five pianos. Got that? Five pianos, one player to a piano, but different players for each of the two pieces, thus 10 young pianists. We wanted to meet a few of those outstanding young musicians before they play, so please welcome 13-year-old T.J. Terrio, 15-year-old Yulia Sharapova, and 16-year-old Laura Bleakley, all from Honolulu. TJ, or should I say Your Majesty, we really should have a fanfare for you. You are Maui royalty, I hear. Explain that to us.
Well, in second grade, we had to do this family tree, and my mom mentioned to me that we're related to some kind of king, but she didn't know who. And I wanted to get kind of further in that because my grandmother, she kind of got into that and she put it away. So we pulled it back out, and I turned to the page, and on the page it says King Kekaulike of Maui, which is my seventh great grandfather, I guess you could say.
That's great. Very impressive. So TJ, here you are, Maui royalty. Laura, you, on the other hand, are a new arrival and kind of an unlikely one at that. Where have you been spending your life part-time?
Well, I was born in Hawaii, and we moved to Hong Kong when I was two, and we were there for about 4 years, and then we went to the Netherlands for another 4 years, and then we came back about 7 years ago. So
did you miss the beach culture? Did you miss the mountains here?
I'm not going to lie. Not really.
Not a beach person so much.
I'm like the most unlocal person you'll really meet. Like, nobody beat me up, please. But like, I'm so anti-beach because, you know, the sand, I'm still getting it out of my hair after like 2 or 3 weeks. I'm sunburned. I'm peeling. I look like a tomato. I look awful. Plus, I have sand everywhere. It's not the greatest look for me.
And it's a traumatic experience for you. You've had a nasty run-in with the sea turtles, I heard.
I did. It was a very epic, sad story. Well, we were in the Big Island for another five piano thing like this, except a little bigger. And then we went to this lagoon. We went into this lagoon, which was kind of an extension of the ocean. And so then my friend and I heard that there was turtles. So we're like, oh, turtles, cool. Let's go swim over there. And, you know, yes, I was at the beach. It was an interesting experience for me as well. And so then one of my other friend's little brothers sort of latched himself onto my friend because he couldn't swim. So we went swimming over. You know, we were kind of walking our way over because it was a little shallow. Mm-hmm. So then I go to step on a rock. Then it moves.
Ooh, not a rock.
So I look down, and it's a turtle. Oh. So I kind of panic. I, like, turn around really quickly, and all of a sudden there's this other turtle, like, with its head coming out right next to mine.
Mommy.
Yeah. I kind of screamed. And my friend's like, what's going on? And then his little brother's, like, drowning him, and then we kind of swim off rather quickly.
Good thing Gamera wasn't around, I think. Probably would have been on the defensive as well.
I'm still intact.
Yulia, your experiences on the beach have been a little calmer.
Just a little. I'm also a new arrival to Hawaii, but I've had better experience at the beach. I think my best ones would probably be taking my 2.5-year-old sister out to the beach. And we used to live in Waikiki, so a 5-minute walk away from the ocean. And we would just sit, watch the sunset, and swim.
It's very nice of you. It's a rare teenager who actually adores spending time with their younger siblings. Is that true?
Well, I've been an only child for 13 years, and then my sister was born, and then the next year my brother was born, so they're still babies. But I think of it more as a blessing and not as a chore, because they're so little. And
it's so nice where they welcome you home. I mean, they're running and so enthusiastic.
Yeah, when I get home, my sister, she'll jump on me, scream my name, and it's like the warmest feeling ever.
Well, we're going to have to channel some of that little sister's energy to do what's coming up next, because we're not about to have 10 pianists come on stage without taking advantage of the situation to have a little bit of fun. But before I let you in on what that is, let's bring our other pianists on stage to join Yulia and Laura on Piano Team 1 to play Aragonese from Carmen by Bizet. We have Tyler Ramos, 12 years old, his brother Andrew, who's 16, and Alda Lamb, 15 years old. Joining TJ on Team 2 to play Khachaturian Saber Dance, we have Annie Kwok, 12 years old, Rachel Stanton, 14, Miley Cha, 16 years old, and Erwin Jang, also 16. Erwin was actually the outstanding pianist we had on our Honolulu show. Okay, so what can 10 pianists do besides make a lot of noise and a little bit of music, probably? The answer is, of course, a relay race. Yes, a relay race. Organize yourself into teams, you guys. Joanne, standing next to you, has a starter's pistol.
I do.
Okay. You have a license for that, Joanne?
I don't.
Okay. And at either end of the stage, we have two of our five pianos, right?
We do.
All set. Okay, kids, when you hear the gun, run. You have to run to the other side of the stage, play a C major scale up two octaves, and then back down two octaves, and then run back to this side of the stage and tag the next kid in your team. That kid has to play the scales up one half step, so they'll have to do a C sharp major scale or D flat, whichever you like. And the next three kids have to take the scales up another half step each. Now listen, it's radio. We're going to hear how scales are played, right? No fudging, no glissandos up and down, all right? As a prize, the members of the winning team will each receive a sleek, custom-designed, from-the-top water bottle. Awesome. That's quite a prize. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Joanne.
Ready, set.
They're off. And there's a little bit of slipping on the floor. Very nice hand position over there on team one. But Miley really sort of got the jump on everybody. Here are the Ramos brothers and TJ. Ramos very conscientious about his scales. My money, I gotta say, is on team two. Yulia, a little inside information, actually has a dancing background, so I'm counting on her for being fleet of foot. However, we have Erwin on team one, who was our wonderful pianist in Honolulu, so those scales are going to be great. Yulia, perfect dismount on that scale. And Joanne! What a finish!
I cannot tell who won. Did you see it? It was so close.
I didn't see it.
I'm going to give it a tie. Do we have enough water bottles?
I think we got enough water bottles. Let's do it.
It's a tie.
That was great, you guys. Great job, everybody. Now, let's say hello to the teacher of all these pianists and many more, Ellen Masaki. Ellen, I understand to keep this piano spectacular under control, you're going to conduct this little mob. Do your best. Noble enterprise. I mean, speaking of which, you teach how many kids at the Ellen Masaki School of Music?
Oh, I teach 42, but we have 400 students in
400
the school.
400 students. My yes, goodness. And I understand you've been teaching for a couple of years, huh?
Like 56 years. I'll be 80 next year.
I don't believe it. Well, you have the energy of these teenagers here. We're going to enjoy seeing this truly spectacular way to end the show. But before we hear these two pieces for five pianos, I want to thank all of our great young performers today and thank you for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. And now, Masaki pianists, you can take it from the top. Again, this will be Aragonese from Bizet's Carmen, followed by Khachaturian's Saber Dance, both arranged by Jane Tan. Thank you.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Vagley for Tom Vagley Productions, with Tim Banker for From the Top. The music producer is Tom Vinieri, and the tour producer is David Balsam. Our production manager is Elizabeth DeVore, with lighting by Tori Sweetser. Our technical director is Barrett Ouellette, with Dan Hallis and John Serbes. The executive producers are Gerald Slavitt and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is produced in association with WGBH Boston. Our home and educational partner is New England Conservatory in Boston. To download an application to appear in our program, visit fromthetop.org.